Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. And with me today, I have John Martellaro. How are you doing, John?
I'm good, otherwise known as February 30th.
February 30th. Yep. That's like a special leap year thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Hamilton, how are you?
Getting ready for February 31st.
Aren't we all? You know, and always being prepared. That's a big thing.
Yep. AVP.
That's right. That's right.
For total awareness.
Scouts honor.
And Matt Geek Gab honor. Don't get caught.
That's right.
Words to live by.
So what do you got for us today, Jeff?
Well, today, speaking of don't get caught, you remember last summer, there was a hacker group out of Italy that kind of got caught. They're called Hacking Team, and they were making and selling, like commercially, Mac malware. So you could buy their malware so that you could use it for whatever your nefarious purposes were. They got hacked. Their email was all dumped out on the internet. Their code was all dumped out on the internet. And so they had a digital egg on their face and kind of disappeared. Well, now they're back. And they're back with a new Mac malware. And it turns out that it's not really that new. It's pretty much a recycled version of their code that they used for their own platform.
Okay.
And so that platform, for those people keeping track at home, was called Remote Code Systems. Excuse me. So it sounded innocuous, but the purpose of Remote Code Systems was to be a platform so that additional malware could be injected into a computer, or specifically into a Mac. So they've released a new version of that, which is new mostly in that it takes advantage of the app binary encryption system that Apple has for apps, and it's actually using that. But the master key for that encryption is pretty well known. So it's not like they got a hold of anything that no one else could have found. The only real difference here is that this is the first time anyone has really used that binary encryption element as part of their delivery system. And actually, that's not fair. It's the first time anyone has really used this element as part of their malware. It's still unclear how this malware is being delivered. It's mostly like a lab thing now, meaning if you're going to find it anywhere, you're probably going to find it in a security research company's lab, because people in the wild really just don't seem to be encountering this.
Right. Yeah, which is how a lot of this stuff exists, right? We get these, you know, big wavy arm, whoa, warning messages, and then it's like, well, but you've only found it in the lab, and it sounds like that's what these folks are selling?
And we don't even know if they're selling it. It just kind of cropped up.
Okay.
And the timestamps on their code indicate that this is a new thing from February.
Mm.
So it's not like someone just stumbled across their old code and didn't realize it.
Right.
Huh. You know what interests me is who hacked them. I wonder.
It's been many months, and I don't recall off the top of my head. In my defense, I often can't remember what I had for lunch the day before. and I thought it was other hackers that just really didn't like these guys, felt they were jerks, and so they publicly shamed them by hacking their stuff.
Well, we know that there's a DoD cybersecurity team that's well known. I just thought, had a new thought. I wonder if Apple has a security offensive team. There's a thought.
Well, Apple has hired hackers in the past because of the security flaws that they found in
We think OS of them as consultants to architecting OS X, but we don't think of them as architects of an offensive program to go out and hack offenders. Just a thought.
That's interesting. Yeah. This stuff doesn't tend to resonate with me a whole lot. Because I only care about it if it's actually going to affect people, right? And it doesn't sound like this is.
I don't think this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for the fact that people are going to hear through various media outlets, there's new Mac malware.
Yeah.
This is one of those things where I would have looked at it and thought, oh, bless their little hearts. The guys that couldn't cut it are kind of back.
Right.
And moved on. But, you know, I think it's important for Mac users to understand that, sure, there are potential malware threats for the Mac, and we should be vigilant. However, I don't think this is one of the things that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, but in this case, I think, is just being aware that the only way we've found that malware gets onto your Mac is if you install it yourself. Now, you may not be aware that you're installing it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, my daughter just ran into this. She wanted to watch some movie that we didn't have. She wanted to watch the new version of Footloose, the newish version of Footloose, because her school's doing it as a play. And I guess she tried to do this, and about 3 days later she came to me and she says, I think I have a virus on my computer. And it wasn't a virus, it was some malware that she had downloaded because she found this thing called Media Downloader. And so there's your awareness, folks. Beware of this thing called Media Downloader that it offers to get you movies for free, right? You know, probably not going to work, and probably going to install all kinds of stuff that's going to change your default URLs in all your browsers and get in the way of doing some things. And so she had actually figured out how to get rid of it, with one exception. She didn't realize that in Activity Monitor, hitting Command Q doesn't delete the app. Activity Monitor, you know, she wanted to remove this stuff and she found it in Activity Monitor, but that's not where you remove it.
She's clever.
Yeah. Oh, she had done like a lot of work on this before she came to me about it, which was good. And she knew she had this problem, but she didn't know it when she started downloading it, right? And that's the thing is, you know, we don't have any viruses on the Mac that we've seen yet. And by virus, I mean something that propagates without human involvement. Everything that we've seen on the Mac is malware, meaning you installed it, whether you knew you were installing malware or not. And that's really the trick, is the awareness there. So,
hey, Dave, I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you, John.
We started out in maybe a decade ago with Mac OS X being mostly purely BSD Unix and having been security audited and all that jazz.
Sure.
Versus Windows NT and Windows 98 and Windows SE, which were sieves when it came to security. Microsoft got its act together.
Yep.
And finally in Windows 7 and random address layout or something like that. And some of the security means, right?
Yep.
Then lately, over the last few years, Apple seems to have taken a little bit of a hit with respect to security. Do you see Apple coming out of that the way Microsoft reemerged better?
Well, Apple's nowhere near where Microsoft was. And I think that's an important...
Right.
Right? And as we as Mac users, people who have only ever used Macs might not realize how bad Windows had gotten. I mean, it was... I made a lot of money going out to people's homes and removing malware, spyware, whatever you want to call it. Very rarely was I removing a virus, right? So malware is a valid concern.
I just meant that Apple's dip was a little shallower.
Yeah.
Are they coming out of the dip?
I don't even, I mean, I don't know that they can. I don't say that to be negative towards Apple. I just say it. I think more important, and I don't mean to be an apologist for Apple, but you know, OS X is extremely secure, but just like Linux or any Unix, take Linux out of it, just like Unix, if you install something that's bad for your system, it will be bad for your system, right? So there's nothing, although Apple's trying, right, with the sandboxing and the system integrity protection and all of that, they're trying to keep you from doing exactly that. But, you know, that's it. I see that as more of a proactive move than a reactive move. There was never malware that got into that stuff anyway. That we had seen anyway, and I don't see us getting there. But you know, we had a long run where there just really wasn't any malware for the Mac. You know, we in the like pre OS 9 days, Mac OS 9, right? We had, you know, we all had to run disinfectant on our computers. Disinfectant was the name of an antivirus extension.
I remember using that.
Yeah,
And I caught a virus. It. I caught a real virus with disinfectant one time in Oak Ridge.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the QuickTime Christmas virus.
Yeah, there were viruses on the Mac, but never as prevalent as it then got on Windows, right? So the Mac stopped being a virus magnet. Windows became this monster virus, spyware, adware magnet that still exists to this day. And then Apple, I always knew it was just a matter of time before somebody would start writing something that would make them money from targeting unsuspecting Mac users. Because that's where most of this stuff goes on the Windows side, too. It's not about being, you know, destructive to someone's system. It's about, you know, making money off of either their ads or something else. I mean, we've seen like ransomware that's far more mischievous than adware or spyware. Not that any of them are good, but ransomware where they encrypt your drive and say, hey, you want to buy the key? we've got a product for you over here.
Talk about a captive audience.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, then you want to make sure you have good backups. Or that's one reason you want to make sure you have good backups. I just don't see there being... I don't see this as a dip. I see this as the natural progression of things. Eventually, somebody had to target it, right? And really, our biggest benefit for years was the relative size of the Mac audience to the Windows audience. But that
security through obscurity,
right? It's like if you want to write software that's going to extract money from the pockets of the uninformed, might as well go after the largest group of the uninformed. That's not to say that Mac users weren't uninformed. They were just less numbers. It was 10%. So go to the 90, right? But now Macs are far more popular and all that. So they write malware that, you know, you want to install or they want you to install on your Mac. And until Apple keeps us from, until Apple adopts the, and I'm hoping this never happens, but until they adopt the locked/closed system that we have on the iPhone with the App Store being the only way to put stuff on, and even that's loosened up a little bit, then it's going to be possible to go and download something like Media Downloader and install it on your Mac. And, you know, unless you know what you're doing, you're going to get yourself into a little bit of trouble.
You know, independent of the absolute security and the ongoing war, I kind of get the feeling that Mac users are a little bit more aware of the dangers, phishing especially. It used to be that Mac users are happy-go-lucky, you know, nothing can happen to me. The attacks have become so prominent and so sophisticated that I kind of get the feeling that Mac users are at least aware of bad things that can happen to them.
Yeah, just to be clear, when you say that Mac users are more aware, you mean more aware than Mac users used to be, not necessarily more aware than users of other platforms. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree with that. Yes, we are aware of it now, and that actually makes me a little bit sad. But again, inevitably sad because it had to happen at some point.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, but I still don't feel like I need to run antivirus software actively on my Mac, and I don't recommend other people run it. If you want to run it, fine, but know that antivirus software, by definition, gets in your way.
It's I disagree. Dave.
No. Dave. Antivirus software, by definition, is going to look at every file you try to run.
Oh, yes. And we need to insert that flash drive.
It gets in your way and slows you down. Right.
Not with the fast Macs we have. I've never had a problem.
No. It may be imperceptible to you, but it does slow you down. It gets in the way.
I'm in the opposite camp. Listeners, I recommend antivirus software that scans the incoming HTTP stream, looks at malware signatures, scans flash drives that you bring home from work and insert into your computer. Yeah, I have never had a time when I didn't have my browser traffic being scanned by an antivirus program.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
It's because I'm all over the internet. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, more so than anybody on the planet. All of us are writers, but you know, we're everywhere reading news, going everywhere, doing this and that. So it's especially helpful. But still, I think the average user who's involved in Twitter and clicks on links and reads this and clicks there and goes around the internet looking at news and things needs to have that basic protection.
Well, and that's
you never
the thing.
Know where you might click accidentally.
We have that basic protection from Apple. With the very thing that caused the Ethernet issue this week, right? All the stuff that I'm going to lump in call XProtect, and it might or might not be called XProtect by Apple, but these signature files and these websites that Apple knows are bad, and all of these filters are updated on all of our Macs all the time without us running software update and you know actively doing anything. It happens in the background, and I think that's enough. It's certainly enough for me, and I feel like it's enough for most people. But again, if you want to run something more than that, you know, you're more than welcome to. I don't think it's a bad thing, as long as you understand. And this is where I think it is important that people understand that antivirus software gets in your way, because there will be a time when you try to do something and your antivirus software stops you. You may not know that it's stopping you, and that's where a lot of confusion comes from, right? So you have to be aware that, yes, I'm running this thing on my computer that might cause unpredictable outcomes, not necessarily bad outcomes, but unpredictable in that I click on a link and it doesn't bring me to what I thought it was going to bring me to. That's unpredictable. You need to know that, oh, wait a minute, it might be my antivirus software saving me from something, or it might be my antivirus software thinking what I'm about to do is bad, but really it's not.
Yeah, but you make it sound like it's mysterious. And as you get to know your Mac and your software, you get to understand how these things happen.
I know that, but as someone who gets lots of emails from people that have questions every week, antivirus software is... I don't want to say it's common, but it's common.
It's a running theme.
Yeah, it's common that those who run antivirus software run into scenarios because they aren't, you know, you're extremely technically proficient, John, but not everyone is. And I think if you're not overly technically proficient, antivirus software can cause more confusion than not.
Yeah, that's like saying that you are having difficulties with the buckle on your bulletproof vest.
Yeah, but if nobody shows,
John, there aren't buckles there. It's all Velcro straps.
I know, but it's my analogy. Please.
All right, right with your analogy.
I get that antivirus software is important to you, and that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's a choice that people need to make in a very informed way, and you have made it in an extremely informed way, John, and that's great, but most people aren't as informed as you. And that's why I don't recommend people run it, because I think by and large, people are going to be safe. And there will be those
things.
We'll just
have to agree to disagree on this, because I recommend it.
I know you do.
And learn how to live with it, and you make it work for you, and understand it, and grow with it. You'll love it.
Well,
you know, I fall between you two. Dave, I have Clam XAV installed on my Mac. John, I do not run it.
Right.
Except in those rare instances where someone contacts me and they say, hey, Jeff, I think I have a virus in this file. What do I do? And then I send them a message back and I say, email me your file. I'll check it for you. And so while I wait for the email to come in, I launch ClamXAV, let it update its virus definition files. I get the file in. I scan the one file. I tell them, no, there's not a problem. And then I quit ClamXAV.
And that's, so ClamXAV in the version you're running does not run actively on your Mac at all times. It is an on-demand scan, either the whole system or that particular file, folder, whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. That's a good, I keep that around too. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not actively running it.
No. If you want something.
Well, it's a good commentary on things that both of you have not had a big problem, considering that you are all over the internet. That's a good thing.
And I know that there will be things that happen, like my daughter installing, you know, Media Downloader and having to remove it. But I also know that that's not a horribly destructive event. In fact, it was kind of a nice little father-daughter moment, right? You know, where it was like, hey, kiddo, you did pretty good. You know, if she understood a little bit more about how Activity Monitor worked, she would have been done. I would never have heard about it, you know, which is great.
Yeah. But
if you want antivirus software, we actually talked about this on Mac Geek Gab on Sunday. There are two that Tom's Hardware recommends in their most up-to-date list for the Mac. Avira at avira.com is free antivirus for the Mac, and it is their top recommendation. And then if you want to pay for something, Bitdefender is what they consider to be the fastest, i.e. the least intrusive virus protection software for the Mac. So those are the two we mentioned on Mac Geek Gab this past week. But I can also give you the link to the Tom's Hardware article so you can kind of read everything they've said and make your own decision.
Awesome. And I'll make sure there's a link to the Mac Geek Gab episode in today's show notes.
Sweet. Yeah, and this stuff is all in the show notes there. Yep.
Awesome. And this conversation ended up going down a different path. And I love when we do this because I enjoy being surprised by the show, just like everyone else. So turns out this was our one topic for today. And we're out of time. Dave, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Yeah, this was not at all where I expected this one to go either, even though I kind of headed us down that path. So perfect.
It's all right. I love being along for the ride.
Same.
Yeah. John, thank you for being here.
And what a ride it was. You're very welcome.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun today. Listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.